We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We were learning the Shaar HaYirah. We had discussed different types of awe and fear that are positive. And now we're going to discuss a new type in the 10th chapter. Od re'evi itbonen u'b'chol kinyanecha k'nei yirah me'imat adin v'amishpat ha'mukhlat al klal b'nei adam. Another aspect, another element of Yiras Shamayim is that a person should be cognizant of the judgment day that's waiting for him. A person likes to ignore that. But he says, part of what's supposed to keep a person in line is that fear, that recognition, that every person is going to be brought to task over the type of life they've led. Because we're going to have to give an answer even on the things that no one saw, if they were good or bad. As the verse says, King Solomon says in Ecclesiastes, in Kohelet, Shlomo HaMelech says, here you youngster, have a good time, go enjoy. Veda, but you should know that for everything you do, at the end of the day, God's going to take you to justice over it. And Shlomo HaMelech said further, every action is brought to judgment before Hashem, even those that are hidden from other people, be it good or bad. And the words, even those that were hidden, have already been interpreted as that when God judges a person, it's not only on the actions that were recognizable, those external actions. But God is going to judge us on the things that are hidden, meaning when it comes to a person's thoughts, a person contemplated, the intentions of a person, all of that is prepared, and when the time comes, it will all be presented. And a person's going to have to answer up. So that's what it means. God is going to judge even that which is concealed, meaning even a person's innermost thoughts. The hidden part of each action, was it good or was it bad? So a person has to recognize and be aware, part of what's supposed to drive a person to live a moral life is the recognition that you're not going to get away with anything, and when Hashem judges us, He's judging us not only for our actions, but also for our thoughts and our intentions as well.